Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Just when you think it might be ending, P.J. Hairston gets busted. This is Archansky with Friday Sports Notebook. Dean Smith was not only a great basketball coach, but a brilliant mentor too, and advocate for his players. Aware that boys will be boys, he always cautioned members of his team that whether choosing to partake in an anti-war rally or facing the constant temptations of being a college athlete, they were representing several families, their own, the universities, and the basketball program. I thought about that when the news broke about P.J. Hairston getting stopped and charged with misdemeanor possession of pot. Even if that is the only charge coming out of this incident, it's another embarrassment to UNC and its athletic program that has gone through 3 years of hell since the football scandal broke in the summer of 2010. I'm sure Roy Williams is telling PJ that he needs to be smarter than that, because he's not just another student with some weed in his car. He is among the most scrutinized athletes in America playing for the Tar Heels. Carolina has done an amazing job under the microscope of the controversy and scandal, continuing to excel on the courts and fields and its athletes in the classroom. The first annual Rammy showcased just how many bright and talented athletes are out there wearing Carolina blue, playing for great coaches and representing what is still the number one overall brand in college athletics. But one such incident, unfair as it seems, drags the rest of them down and back into the muck that the university has been trying to pull its way out of. As Smith would agree, Hairston has to be smarter than that. Maybe this is his first offense. He'll get suspended and sit out the first semester or the entire school year. If so, he'll be missed, but the basketball program is bigger than just one dumb mistake. Hopefully, it's not any more than something thousands of regular students do while they are kids being kids. The cowbells will be ringing with glee over at NC State, and surely this will be lumped into another rehash of the last 3 years. Guess we can deal with one more story from Dan Kane. But please, let it not be anything else than PJ holding a little hooch. This is Archansky. See ya.